This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last week, there was a new climate gate bombshell that didn't get as much attention as it should have, that more universities and institutions have been caught trying to cover up the fact that global warming has stopped in the last 19 years or so and actually declined in the last six or seven, and that NASA knows this, the different meteorological services like NOAA know this, and are desperate to keep propping it up as they segue onto weather change being abnormal. Oh, my gosh, it's snowing in winter. Pay David Rockefeller money. Oh, my gosh, it's hot in the summer. Pay Al Gore money. Oh, my gosh, it's raining in the monsoon season in Asia. Oh, my gosh, pay the UN money. So the climate McCarthyism scandal is growing. Lord Christopher Monckton of Brinsley, who famously parachuted into the UN meetings in South Africa trying to draw attention for their fraud a few years ago, and who broke the climate gate, many of the climate gate documents, as well as hackers released that, but he released even more that he was able to get. And he was able to leak the Copenhagen Treaty that was the world government treaty and helped destroy that 5 years ago in Copenhagen. So he's going to be joining us via video Skype in the second hour to cover all things fake enviro power grab and where the state of this major battle against Agenda 21 is. That will be discussed coming up in the second hour of this worldwide Thursday transmission, the 22nd day of May 2014. That said, it is yet another total, complete overload of information. Obama seeks sports for political refuge. That's the Drudge headline from Bloomberg, and that's exactly what he's doing. Almost any time I see ESPN or Fox Sports, it's Obama on there promoting his agenda. Totally and completely disgusting. I try to get the mindless bandwagon crowd in line for that. Up on Infowars.com, feds set to bail out insurance corporations with taxpayer money. Kurt Nemo, TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition. Paul Watson asked the question, feds preparing to arm TSA workers? And it's in the article. You know, we're so careful to be accurate that the headline should really be TSA now to arm their Gestapo. Because last year and this year, their union said we want to be armed, and they're moving to be armed. And to have a TSA Federal Police Armed Division expanded out of the, quote, Viper teams that are already on the streets of America under the TSA. So the headline should be TSA to expand arming of its agents. Because it's already going on. But there it is, TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of, quote, duty ammunition. That's in the purchase order. It's not even target ammo. I quit counting at like 2.5 billion rounds a few months ago. But we should do a whole article where we get all the different purchase orders and tally it together. Because what the establishment prostitute media does is they go, oh, Alex says it's 1.6 billion or it's 2.5 billion over the last 2 years we've been reporting on this. Arms buildup and ammo buildup, munition buildup. They'll go, look, only 100 million or only 200 million. See, that's not 2 billion. He's lying. Not adding up all the line items that just stack into the stratosphere like some type of space elevator to hell. So that's coming up. Also, U.S. Special Forces with foreign troops practice invading Tampa to, quote, to fight, quote, extremists. So foreign troops trying to take on the American people. That's ultra bombshell. Who needs the United States, not Russia and China? Video, secrets to having a healthy baby. Democratic senator, wait till you hear it all coming up. Just wait.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, and that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their hearts. The children start to march. Look at this headline out of CBS News. Talk about Orwellian. Talk about Brave New World. Talk about Pharmakia Police State, CBS News. CDC reports more than 10,000 toddlers, and only a fraction of that's being reported, are medicated for ADHD. They're on sugar, they're on red dyes, they're on all this crazy stuff. They're out of control, no one's disciplining them. The answer is put them on Adderall, put them on Ritalin that absolutely retards growth, causes brain shrinkage, heart expansion, heart attacks, you name it. Almost everybody I know knows people that have heart attacks while playing sports and die at major high schools. Two people, when I was in middle school and high school, died while playing football on the football field or during two-a-days because they were on Ritalin. And I remember saying, no, they were on Ritalin, and that caused a heart attack, the doctor said. But it's okay because it's the medical establishment. I mean, That's the type of article I have, literally over 100 of them here today, that need to be covered. That is the type of out-of-control garbage. The children need exercise. They need non-GMO. They don't need all the aspartame that's in most of the chewing gum and candy now, all the different additives. Chicken McNuggets have a form of plastic in them, ladies and gentlemen, and that's public knowledge and no one gets in trouble. At least a few months ago when we covered and others covered the fact that Subway has a plastic emulsifier in its bread, they said they'd take that out. I mean, these are the issues while the children are bouncing off the walls, the electromagnetic radiation, the 4 or 5 hours of television and video games a day. This is the issue. The public are watchers. They are spectators. They are in a trance state. There's all sorts of medical issues, and the answer is not burning their brains out with speed. Because it's true. You put somebody on speed, it'll mellow them out after a while, after they burn out on it. And the argument is, well, they're so wound up, this has the opposite effect with their brain. It's all a load of horse crap. Excuse my French. Okay, where to start? We've got clips like this one coming up. Democratic senator, many people who oppose Obamacare because they're racist, and that's Senator Jay Rockefeller, who said the internet should never have been invented, and who is the head of the Rockefeller family dynasty now. David Rockefeller still attends Bilderberg, but he's kind of drifted off into the distance. And so that article is up on Infowars.com. And that is the standard response now. You don't want to turn your guns in? You don't think the state rules your kids? You don't want open borders? You don't want to ship your jobs to China? You don't want your power plant shut down? You got any opinion? You know the boiling temperature of water. You know how to tie your shoelaces. It's an act of racist evil by the man whose family founded Cold Springs Harbor and the modern eugenics movement and funded Adolf Hitler as his main financiers. They are going to fight racism, ladies and gentlemen. Just like George Soros, known Nazi collaborator, gets ADL Southern Poverty Law Center awards and is fomenting and funding neo-Nazis right now in Eastern Europe. He is hailed as a beloved, wonderful person. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he wants to be like Hitler, wears Nazi uniforms, told Rolling Stones he admires Adolf Hitler. He gets ADL awards. He reportedly at home dresses up in an SS uniform. His dad was an SS captain running an entire town and disappearing people in World War II in Graz. ADL awards. If you wear a Nazi uniform and actually are a Nazi, you get ADL awards. If you are not for Nazis, you get demonized by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, as a Nazi, as I am. MSNBC, White House run. Alex Jones is, quote, deeply racist. And they don't show one clip or one thing. This is the mindlessness of the political correctness. And it works on people. In most states, whites are now a minority. It doesn't matter. There was one white person being hunted down in a gully. I mean, shot in the back, you know, 200 years from now, there was no white people, it'd still be a majority, and still the problem. If you slip on a banana peel, it's white people's fault. And a lot of the so-called minorities, it's like keeping score or something, using the claim of racism to feel and act however they want, when it's just tribalism, and the, quote, minorities are being taught to hate white people in their own form of tribalism. So that's coming up. Russia is taking Prince Charles's Putin and Hitler comment very seriously. He's called him Hitler. So is Jay Leno, of all people, trying to, I guess, keep his job. Hackers are targeting millions of eBay users. We're going to get into that. Google wants to display targeted ads on your refrigerator and everything else in your house, tracking everything you do. Now, that's in Wired magazine. We're going to be breaking all that down. A Daily Mail article, have aliens already visited Earth? NASA book suggests that ancient rock art could have been created by extraterrestrials. That's what the movie Prometheus and all this is about introducing the idea that we were created by aliens because the DNA and all the science is proving that evolution didn't happen the way they said it did, that there's giant changes that happen overnight, and that humans are not of this world. And that's what NASA's basically saying. And so, again, I don't argue with the theory of evolution or the theory of creation, because all of it is constructs of man looking at histories and ancient texts and projecting the current debate onto it. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, what some local preacher thinks about how the earth was created isn't even what the Bible says. They're just playing the part of God and their dogma that discredits Christianity, which if you actually study the Bible, it's amazing and actually verifies it. But that's another trick of the world. And then if you look at what the evolutionists say, piltdown man and pig skulls and pig teeth and all the hoaxes and all the lies, there is massive fraud in modern science, and it's a religion of eugenics to sell the idea that the general public is scum and deserves to die, to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So see, I reject it all. The controlled churches idea of the earth being the center of the universe, we know that's bunk. And that was just the perspective of people in the church at the time, of their interpretation. The Bible said the earth was round in multiple places, but the ancients, after in the Dark Ages, were saying that it was flat. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. So, bottom line, I reject the priest of the church who all debate and argue with each other and have a thousand different interpretations of the Bible. And I also reject the church of the eugenicists who pose as speaking from the throne of total truth, ex cathedra, that everything they say is true when they're all debating with each other and all have their own little pet theorems. We're going to be breaking that article down today. We're going to cover it all. Lord Monckton joins us with the huge McCarthyism sweeping the world to try to persecute those that point out the public documents that ClimateGate, the latest ClimateGate that broke last week, prove that the whole environmental movement is a power grab and is not actually trying to help the earth. That is all coming up as well. We are also going to continue getting into some of the really important news reports, and I'll cover this first when we come back from break. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition. And Paul Watson goes on to ask the question, are feds preparing to arm TSA workers? That's like asking, do elephants have trunks? And in the article, Paul begs the question. He links to where they say they want armed TSA in the airports, and they're already on the streets via the Viper teams. So the answer is yes, this is happening. We're going to break that down. Also, U.S. Special Forces, we have a newscast of this, and quote, foreign troops practice invading Tampa. Local news promises invasion is not the Russians or the New World Order. Nations, six troops from 16 different nations participated in that. We have video of that up on Infowars.com. Also, House votes to shut down NSA phone snooping. That's what the headline says. That's not what's really happening. NYPD considering using drones and gunshot detectors to fight crime. That means microphones. You know, when they train to mow down the public en masse, they call it zombie kill training. No, it's mow down the public training. All of this is hiding in plain sight. And it is coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we have a new record price of gas above $3 a gallon for 1,245 days. That's because of dollar devaluation. I told you this 4 years ago, and we did articles on it. We need to dig those up. It's now being reported Angelina Jolie talks the possibility of running for office, wedding, and more on GMA. Who cares? I mean, she is a anti-gun, world government promoting, pro-Africa invasion warmonger who wants the UN and NATO to invade all these countries, put Al-Qaeda in charge. She loved the Syria war, the Libya war. She's a war criminal. And I've said that. Angelina Jolie is a guilty, like Joseph Goebbels of Nazi Germany, of crimes against humanity. Prima facie. I happen to know that she's seen my films with Brad Pitt. I happen to know they were aware of the New World Order 10 years ago, and they chose to join it.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Stop complying. Start rebelling. This is Tisha Cassidy, and I'm challenging you to run for office. Neither corrupt political party offers young and new people the opportunity to save our future. Stop the madness and move to the front of the line. Rebel with me at ImagineThat911.com. Rebellion is located in Vail, Colorado this summer, an untraditional learning and networking experience. Buy your ticket now at ImagineThat911.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Texas is facing a killer drought. For 50 years, projects which could have protected us from this were sabotaged by Wall Street profiteering and the zero-growth anti-science green agenda. Today, these projects will not be enough. We need a revolution in real science to take the lid off human progress. I'm Keisha Rogers. When you vote for me on May 27th in the Democratic runoff election for U.S. Senate, you will be voting to put our space program back to work, to bring online thermonuclear fusion energy, and discover how the sun influences atmospheric dynamics and climate, so we can control these things for the benefit of mankind. We must stop this fracking nonsense. Shale gas is not an economic boom. It's a backward strategy for doom. Vote for me, Keisha Rogers, in the Democratic runoff on May 27th to reject Wall Street sabotage and ensure a fruitful and productive future for Texas and the nation. I'm Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Morning America. Yesterday, whether she'd ever consider running for office, a human rights advocate replied, "You know, if I thought it'd be effective, I would, but I'm not sure if I would ever be taken seriously in that way and be able to be effective," the Oscar winner added. Jolie previously dismissed the idea in years past, saying she had too many skeletons in her closet, but that seems to have changed. What, all the suicide stuff, the cutting herself, the devil worship, the wearing blood around her neck, saying, you know, she loves darkness and murder, stuff like that? I love how she's a human rights advocate with the UN. Like, David Rockefeller is a philanthropist. And Jay Rockefeller is a humanitarian. And David DeRothschild, who we got on the show, is a humanitarian, a philanthropist, and an adventurer. He's like Indiana Jones. Why, he went to the Arctic once, hundreds of years after people pioneered it in the middle of winter and went to the North Pole. Why, did you hear he looked at the moon with a telescope? So he's Neil Armstrong now. He flew by helicopter to the North Pole once. He's a trailblazer. Did you hear David DeRothschild actually found the Lewis and Clark Trail and actually went from the East Coast to the West Coast just last year? Did you hear that? He discovered California, folks. The Rothschild heir from England. Did you know? He's a hero. I asked him when he was on the show. I was able to get him on because he had a children's book of brainwashing out about how polar bears couldn't swim. I said, okay, well, why are the ice caps of Mars previously melting? And I said, now they're expanding because, you know, global warming had reversed. That was 7 years ago, and it was already clearly reversing. I said, why are the ice caps of Mars, you know, getting smaller too? It's because the sun's heating up. And he said, no, it's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it isn't. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then on out. And he said, no, it's not. And laughed, thinking my audience was the general public, that if an authority, a Rothschild, says, you know, he's literally the guy's a Jesus lookalike. He literally tries to look like Jesus, acts like Jesus, says he wants to save the Earth. He is our Christ. Our Christ, Al Gore is a Christ as well, saving us, inventing the Internet. He said, no, it is closer to the sun than the Earth. Doesn't matter if it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, the asteroid belt, Jupiter, the largest planet, the supergiant, the gas giant, Saturn, the next gas giant, Uranus, the next gas giant, Neptune, and then Pluto, which isn't even considered a planet anymore, and over 300 bodies the size of Pluto or bigger in the Kuiper Belt. It doesn't matter that a 7-year-old should know that. He thinks you're a moron, and he says to you, I say Mars is closest to the sun, and Mercury is in the Kuiper Belt. And because he says it, it is law. And if Al Gore says he invented the Internet, it's true. And if Obama says it's racist to not turn your guns in and that the NRA was founded by the Klan, even if it's the opposite, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you built your small business. He says you didn't build it. It doesn't matter if increasing the debt increases the debt. He says increasing the debt limit doesn't increase it. It doesn't matter if there's $5,000 fines for business owners this year that don't get or make their employees get insurance. They'll just say it doesn't exist as the taxes come due. They will hit you and hit you hard and never stop because you love it and you beg for it and you want it. Because people love being unconscious jellyfish that aren't awake because you watch television all day, you play video games all day, people smoke dope all day, they get drunk all day, and they have no idea what planet they're even on.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, I'm going to have big trouble. And we'll have warfare.
That's Richard Seed, one of the globalists. You know, it really hit me last night. I say this every day, but I was driving home at night, taking my children to see a movie. And it really hit me. Man, I'm on a planet in deep space with technocrats manipulating everything, openly saying they are, who believe they're going to be gods and merge with machines, and the general public's running around worried about what Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus is doing, sticking her yellow tongue out. It looks like it's been up a... I don't even know what to say. It's like a dead animal.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And dovetailing with that intro, if you just joined us and are watching on television, you see the articles that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition for you and your family. U.S. Special Forces with foreign troops practice invading Tampa to, quote, fight extremists, and announcing on loudspeakers via the news that this is not an invasion by the New World Order. Isn't that just dandy? And New York City's announcing drones and microphones to watch you and listen to you. That's in New York Daily News. Remember just 2-3 years ago, Alex Jones was insane. There was no plan to have drones watching you in the skies. It's crazy. Even though it was in all the Pentagon documents, that they would have armored vehicles deployed everywhere, drones, attack drones. And now they're at South by Southwest this year on the news. We played it here. They have drones with shotguns and tear gas and face scanners to go and chase people down the street and attack them. With your digital photo from the DMV loaded lovingly into the robot, flying around scanning, looking for you. Hunter-seeker robots. Oh, and driverless cars are coming to Europe next year, and they're going to tax everyone by the mile, and they're already saying, oh, all the cars for about a decade have a tracker box in them with a live wire, with a cell phone package. We're going to tax you by the mile, and it turns out driverless cars are safer than humans. We're not going to let humans drive soon. Oh, and Google's going to tie in along with the NSA and Microsoft and Apple to all the new appliances, like the CIA director said 2 years ago. And they're going to track everything you do and watch you in live time. And old people, if they get Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security, will now have to have smart grids in their homes, their subsidized housing, that watch when they go to the toilet and report everything they're doing. And sensors in the toilet give, you know, readings if they're sick or anything, for their safety, of course. Oh, it's also liberal. Uh-huh. So you want to be slaves, you've got it. And Adan Salazar is working on an article. I saw this last week. I was at the gym, about the only time I see mainstream television. And they had MSNBC on, and they, of course, you know, that's where I would see it. And they have morning after pill ad with a woman getting them off a store shelf. Now, I guess in reality, they're behind the counter, but in the ad I saw, we're going to see if you can find that on YouTube, guys. They're getting it off the shelf. So the idea is this is no big deal. This is safe. It's like a thing of butter or, a can of soda water or, you know, a slice of beef, a rutabaga, an onion. You just throw it in your basket. But you can get it right off Amazon. Plan B one-step emergency contraceptive. Must be 17 or over to purchase without a prescription. Oh, but if you get a prescription, I guess, or you show your ID and you're 17, you can get it. And what they don't tell you is this is basically the morning after pill that killed so many people. I mean, it's really poisonous. It's poison. And they just act like, oh, it's wonderful, safe and effective. Yeah, they found the ad. That's not the one I saw. Oh, listen to the music. Yeah, let's start it over. Let's start it over since you found it. So this is a Plan B one step. And it says, again, we're going to back it up because I can start at the beginning. I want to play it from the beginning so I can read what it says. It's a cartoon of all these happy people. She's laying in bed. She looks over, and the condoms split. Sperm swim by. She's on a bus. A baby's crying. Ooh, babies are gross. I'm not ready for that one, she says. She goes to the chemist. It's a nice, trendy word for the drugstore. And she gets the over-the-counter drug. I guess there's a bunch of brand names of it. This is a different one. 1101 step. And they call it the one step. More effective the sooner you take it. And that's out of England. I guess over here it's called Plan B. So again, we'll try to find the Plan B ad and see if we have that. It's probably on the drug website is where we'll find it, if it's not on YouTube yet. But the point is, the guys are working on a report on that, just the total culture of death. And in so many sitcoms, dramas, ads, you name it, they show a baby crying, and it's like the most horrible thing on earth. They're gross. They're terrible. They're disempowering. It'll ruin your life. And sometimes I'll be at a resort or something with my children on vacation, and it'll be an empty pool. And it's always when it's an empty pool, and there'll be some trendies out there sitting in the hot tub or whatever, and I'll come out with my children who jump in and swim around and laugh and giggle. And I've actually seen trendies go, ugh, and get up and leave like it was so upsetting to see children. Well, if that's what the way you think, go to a hotel that doesn't allow children. They have those. But the truth is, these people will be 45, these 30-year-old trendies, wishing they had children. And then they'll have kids too late, and they'll be autistic, unfortunately, because all the toxins have built up in the body. And I'm not knocking folks that don't want kids, but don't demonize me because I like children. And the minute you have children, your brain switches on. You go to the next level. But folks do that as well with dogs and, you know, pets they have. I mean, the point is we're very nurturative. But when you have children, you start thinking about the world in an entirely different way. And this is about a human commitment, having children and believing in humanity and believing in life. And even though the world's a terrible place in many ways, it's also a beautiful, wondrous place. And we're doubling down against the tyranny and saying we're going to have children. We're going to survive and thrive. We're going to raise them up right to be aware of how the world really works. That's the idea. But you see these ads about she's laying in bed. There's this gross-looking guy sleeping. She's had sex with him. She looks disgusted at the man. She's on a bus. She's poor. There's babies crying. She doesn't want any part of this. She takes this pill. Everything's wonderful. Everything is awesome. Everything is super when you're part of a team, as the Lego Movie theme says, which reminds me of all the globalist propaganda. The truth is, you're poor because of deindustrialization. You're poor because they broke up the family and made all the women work. You're poor because they have set up an anti-human system where we're culturally bankrupted. And now you don't have a family. Now everyone is totally atomized and separate from each other, and people aren't honorable. They don't care about each other. On average, that buy into the fake liberal, trendy political correctness. They're totally empty. They're totally rudderless, and they don't know why they're so unhappy, because they buy into whatever the system says. So if they just double and triple down on the system, they may be fulfilled. I'm going to steal a silver stallion without a mark on his silky hide and teach him he can trust me like a brother. And one day we'll saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind, we're gonna ride. I want to get that Highwayman song and play it from the start as bumper music. Because when you get down to it at the end of the day, whether it's your dog or your horse or your husband or your wife or your children, in mammal relationships, it's all about trust. And you can see a dog when it looks at you with trust, or a horse that knows you and looks at you with trust, or a bird you feed on your back porch that looks at you with trust. And that's all there is in this world, is trust and being honorable. And people taking themselves seriously and taking each other seriously and having some basic respect. And Lord knows I'm not perfect and I'm not respectful all the time, but I realize that's what it's all about. And the globalists don't respect us, and they don't respect themselves. And they have such disdain for the public that at Bilderberg, on record, you're not allowed to look at them in the eyes if you're a bartender or a waiter or a event planner or a manager or anybody.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I once served the Queen Mum of England.
What was that like, scum?
exactly as you describe it. I wasn't allowed to look her in the eye. I was paid a nice $300 not to do that or speak to her.
Tell me that story, because you've mentioned it before, but I never got the full story.
Yeah,
I know you also have a degree as a chef and have worked at some of the nicest restaurants in Austin before you went to work again back in the media. Who was it, for KI or KVUE?
KXAN and KI.
That's right.
Yeah, but I was working at Keeneland in Kentucky at the racetrack, and they.
Oh yeah, she lives about a month out of the year there. She buys her horses there.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. She grabbed a select group of us, and we went up there, and we were told not to look at her. If she did speak to us, not to speak back, and that went for her whole posse as well. And we followed the rules, but that's the way they do it.
Did she need a groom of the stool?
We can talk about that later.
I would invite the Queen of England to come to my house and wipe my ass. She'd be lucky to do that.
She would, Alex.
All right, folks, I don't mean to use crude language, but it's done on purpose. Every once in a while has some aplomb to it. Now, the Queen Mum, that was before she killed over, or the actual Queenie?
The Queen Mum, before she killed over, yeah.
You know, it came out that she daily got the blood of small children that was, quote, donated, as if the children had parental consent. I mean, the children don't have free will. Their parents literally vampired them out to her to have child blood almost on a daily basis pumped into her fetid arteries and veins. What do you think of that?
It was all Canadian. It was good, clean Canadian children's blood.
Oh, you do know about that story?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
John Bowne. You know, John Bowne comes from a journalist family. His dad worked for AP, and a bunch of other folks got a Peabody Award for journalism. And John has done syndicated radio and news, and then went into being a chef for a while, and back into media, and he's here, and he does a great job. John, how dare you not want to worship your queen, your king, your lord, your savior?
I worship the king of rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix.
Well, that's a little better. Something tells me that the known Nazi Prince Philip, who when he sees black people, literally start saying, shouldn't you be out with a spear and a bone through your nose? Literally, you can look that up. I don't think he likes Jimi Hendrix.
Well, he called Putin a Nazi, right?
Well, that's his son did that.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. No,
right,
no, no.
Right, right.
If you're George Soros and a real Nazi, you call people Nazis. If you're real Nazis like the German royal family of England, you call other people Nazis that actually are the children of the people that defeated the Nazis. See,
yeah, I'm starting to get it figured out. I think eventually we'll all just walk backwards.
Yeah, one of my grandfathers was a fighter pilot. The other flew B-17s. And so because they fought the Nazis, then I am a Nazi, according to MSNBC. You understand how that works?
Yeah.
So the Russians fought the Nazis. They're now the Nazis, according to the Nazis.
Right. Are you? My great-grandpa fought in World War One. My grandpa fought in World War Two. He fought the Nazis. So what you're saying is, I'm a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
Got it.
You understand how that works now?
I got it.
Okay, good.
I'll go celebrate Memorial Day.
Good, good. While they literally shovel the veterans into an incinerator.
All hail Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Again, who told Rolling Stone he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator, and reportedly dresses up in SS uniforms and hands out records with Hitler speeches on them. Rolling Stone, again, has the interview with him saying that. But that's okay. You understand? Is that cool with you, John?
I'm going to work on it.
Well, he's anti-gun, pro-open border, so Republicans love him, too. You understand?
Yeah, he just works the angle, right?
Well, he just totally doesn't care about anybody but himself and absolutely turns his back on his friends of 20, 30 years. I know folks that know Schwarzenegger well. People that have smoked pot with him, used drugs with him for 20, 30 years, you know, whole nine yards. And, you know, the minute they have trouble, hold on a second, my dad's calling me. Hey, Dad, I'm on the air. How's it going? If you want to come over and talk to me. Yeah, no, I know. I just, I'll call you back during the break in about 2 minutes, okay?
What a good son, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. I just don't know why he calls me when I'm on the air. Anyways. I need to stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I'm going to come back and cover the arms built up against the American people and where all that is going. But just briefly here,
We are literally worshiping royal families that are taxpayer-funded all over the world who are total eugenicists, and then also worshiping Angelina Jolie, and they're merging Hollywood with the political class and all the red carpets and the crud. It is a sick joke. We should reject all of these people. And when you see somebody reading People magazine and caring about all the mindless hype, explain to them that it's literally mind control to blind them from the fact that they are on a deep space orbiting planetoid in the middle of total wonderment, total creation, and just amazing times, and that we are exposing the evil because there's so much good that needs to be absolutely protected, kissed, sugar on top, double sugar on top. That's what we're saying. Now, before I go any further, Mid-Air Refueling, we are funded by you, the legions of liberty lovers worldwide, and we sell the highest quality Made in America pro-gun shirts and other apparel and ball caps and bronze belt buckles with George Washington snarling on the front and just everything else at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We have InfoWarsLife.com with the Survival Shield Nation iodine, proprietary, nothing else like it, and a special deal right now with the InfoWars Challenge where you can get them both discounted with Super Male Vitality. We've got the Lung Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. Try it. You'll be blown away. I cannot tell you enough what Supermail has done for me. It also works on women. We have a female version coming out next week. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We don't have children's blood like the Queen of England, but we do have powerful herbs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
him, he can trust me like a brother.
One day.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack the Diamond.
Riding like the one-eyed Jack the Diamond. The devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Silver Stallion right there. Waylon Jennings, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, and the immortal Johnny Cash. One of their songs is, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades and die a sinner eyes. Nothing better than a reckless woman.
Just
a touch of sadness in her face. Thunder and lightning in her fire. Then we're gonna ride.
Then we're gonna ride.
Sorry, folks.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds. With the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
That's all there is in this world, is to find that silver stallion without a mark upon his silky hide. And teach him he can trust you like a brother. One day you're going to saddle up and ride. And that's about your own self becoming an honorable good man. Building yourself into someone who is streetwise and good and actually understands how people work and wants to build others up and build yourself up. And then one day you'll become a man and you can saddle up and ride. With the woman, the stallion, and the wind. And the sun is going to burn into a cinder before we pass this way again. But we're going to ride. We're going to ride. Like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind, we're going to ride. The devil wants to hold you back. The devil wants to control your life. The devil wants to take your free will. Even if the devil didn't exist, the archetype of the devil does. The devil doesn't want you to have guns and know how to use them. The devil wants to be the one with the guns. Because political power goes out of the barrel of a gun, and the control freaks desire power above all else. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition. Feds preparing to arm TSA workers, Paul Watson asked. Do fish swim in the sea? And then the article goes on to say they're calling for arming. They're already armed on the street with Viper teams. Now they want to be armed, and their union calls to be armed. And can you think of how horrible that's going to be? The police are already allowed to execute people anywhere they want in the country now. Some lawyer or some law student says, hey, why are you trying to search the car without a warrant? So the cops grab him, spread his legs, and ram their knees into his crotch till his testicles have to be removed. And the police hail it in Albuquerque. So it's just part of the total preparation for war with the people. And again, that dovetails with U.S. Special Forces foreign troops practice invading Tampa. We got Lord Monckton coming up. I'm going to play these videos, get into all of it. I haven't got it to Jay Rockefeller yet. I mentioned it, but we'll play that audio because it dovetails with the McCarthyism beyond McCarthy. Because McCarthy was going after something real, though I didn't agree with his tactics. He's been proven right since the Soviet files were declassified. This new ultra-Soviet style true McCarthyism. Saying you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. You're a hate monger, need to be arrested if you don't believe in global warming, and then it's man-made and paying Lord Rothschild money. We'll be right back with the second hour on this worldwide Thursday edition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.